on the day of the major lifts, we will have the parking lot 100% closed due to safety. We just don't want, we'll have big cranes out there. They will be replacing the lights and the electrical underneath it, and they'll work with the county maintenance on all that stuff.
When you're saying 100%, you're saying upper and lower both.
Yes, yes, and outside. So we'll park the actual crane on the asphalt parking lot beside it to pick up each other pick up, and we'll have 18 wheelers coming in and out. We'll make sure that we do a lot of PR as far as everybody's well aware of the day is coming that they'll start to do those. Hopefully they'll get it done in a day or two as far as that major work there where they'll have the crane. But safety is number one, so we don't want anybody walking around or anybody. These things are immensely heavy, so they would easily crush a car or anything if something were to happen. So we will eye on the side of safety for those days. But Carson Mitchell's built a lot of these, and I actually own the biggest cranes in Southwest Missouri. So we're very confident they'll be able to do a good job.
And you might have said it, and I missed it. How many? Do you have an idea how long you're expecting all the parking garage to be closed, the upper and lower?
We give them a 60-day total window, but we would anticipate a week to 2 weeks for that whole
about
entire
2 weeks.
Structure. Yeah, and that could change. We'll go over that in our pre-con pretty in detail with them. They're going to spend some time getting everything ready, and then they're going to have their big pull off everything and put everything back in, and then they'll be finished work when they go back and they grout and do topping coatings and things of that nature, striping. Those types of items are not dangerous per se, so I could open it back up on the bottom to